Stedman Street Bridge is a convenient location for salmon fishing. It's right above Ketchikan Creek and right downtown, so you don't even have to drive anywhere to drop a line. Byron Charles has been fishing there every summer for 20-plus years.
I think we're going to see a pretty good run of dog salmon. Yeah, more dog salmon and probably a lot of humbies this year than anything else. The average dog right now weighs about 10 pounds, and that's pretty huge for a dog salmon.
So it's a great place to fish. But the area also is teeming with cruise ship passengers, which means thousands of tourists stroll along the same sidewalk where fishermen fling sharp hooks and clean their catch. Citing those issues in 1999, the city of Ketchikan very briefly banned fishing from the Stedman Street Bridge, but immediate public outcry led to a quick reversal of that decision. The ban lasted less than 2 weeks. Now, though, 15 years later, the issue is back in front of the Ketchikan City Council. It was prompted by an email from resident Ken Ariola, who was concerned about public safety. Ariola declined to be interviewed for this story, but in his email to the council, he writes that the bridge has become a, quote, bottleneck chaos, complete with discarded fish guts and sometimes salty language. But there aren't that many official complaints.
For the most part, we only go down there probably a few times a year for actual complaints involving the fishermen.
That's Ketchikan Police Department Deputy Chief Josh Dossett. He says the complaints usually are about dead fish on the sidewalk, although there was a more serious problem a few years ago when one of the fishermen harassed people on kayak tours that went under the bridge.
But the kayaks no longer go up the creek anymore, so we haven't had that for several years.
Back on the bridge, his line trailing in the creek below, Charles says he doesn't believe the city council would outright ban fishing from the creek.
I don't think bureaucracy is going to overpower what's been here in providing like a service for the community. I can't see them taking that away. I can't.
One of the concerns was the congestion. So like the fishermen, you guys take up some space, and then your stuff takes up some space right there. And then there's a narrow path for the pedestrians to walk through. Is that something that you think the city maybe could regulate but still allow fishing?
I think they could. If you take a look, they most recently completed adding on to some parts of the bridge and walkway, like that area there, for example. They could use that for people storing their equipment.
Charles was pointing out one of the areas designated for people to stand and look down at the creek as a possible storage site. He added that some young entrepreneur could make a buck or two watching the fishermen's gear. As far as the police are concerned, Deputy Chief Dossett says the department isn't taking a position on the issue.
You know, we try to stay pretty neutral when it comes to doing those kind of things. I mean, there's a lot of people that fish down there, and based on our experience, it hasn't caused us a great deal of issue, but apparently it's pretty clear there are people who are pretty passionate about it here in town.
Councilmember Marty West placed the bridge fishing issue on the council's agenda just for discussion. She says she knows it probably won't be a popular move, but that seems to be her specialty.
People ask me to bring up unpopular causes, and I do. So this is my latest one, so that we're going to talk about whether or not we should ban fishing on the bridge.
So this is just a discussion.
Yeah. Someone asked me to bring it up for discussion. I said, sure. I'm not even sure what my particular opinion is on it. I'm interested to see what other people think. And if there is a good reason to ask people not to fish off the bridge, so be it. And if not, so be that.
The city council also will consider a contract with Three Dog Construction to demolish the Raptor Center portion of the Deer Mountain Hatchery. That city-owned building was operated by Ketchikan Indian Community, but the Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association is taking over. Part of the operating agreement was removal of KIC's former Raptor area. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.